The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Dave Smith from the Triangle Radio Reading Service, and this is Triangle Bulletin Board. For the next half hour, I'll be reading to you about the events and happenings for the upcoming weeks and months, as reported from various sources. Well, it's been a little while since we talked about Hamilton. The Broadway hit and national phenomenon Hamilton is headed to Durham next year. The national tour of the popular music will be part of Durham Performing Arts Center's 2018-2019 SunTrust Broadway season. The official show dates have not been announced, but the production will play Deepak next year. Deepak's Broadway season typically starts in September and runs through May the following year. The best way to get tickets is to purchase season tickets for the upcoming 2017-2018 season, which features The Little Mermaid, School of Rock, and Waitress. Current or new Broadway season seat members will have first access to Hamilton tickets when they renew their memberships for the 2018-2019 season. And speaking of the lineup for the new season of SunTrust Broadway, September 12th through the 17th, it's Circus 1903. The golden age of the circus comes alive. The producers of the world's biggest magic show, The Illusionist, have teamed up with the award-winning puppeteers from Warhorse to present a thrilling turn-of-the-century circus spectacular. Sensational puppetry puts elephants back in the ring as never before, along with a huge cast of the most unique, amazing, and dangerous circus acts from all four corners of the world. October 17th through the 22nd at Deepak, The Little Mermaid. Of course, in a magical kingdom beneath the sea, the beautiful young mermaid Ariel longs to leave her ocean home to live in the world above. Based on one of Hans Christian Andersen's most beloved stories, with music by 8-time Academy Award winner Alan Menken, it's a hauntingly beautiful love story for the ages. Other plays in the 2017-2018 SunTrust Broadway series, October 31st to November 5th, Love Never Dies, The Phantom Returns. November 28th through December 3rd, Rock On, Bud, School of Rock. January 2nd through the 7th, On Your Feet. January 30th through February 4th, Les Miserables. April 3rd through the 8th, The Color Purple. And May 1st through the 6th, Waitress, The Musical. Again, Hamilton will be added to that listing at some point when the dates are announced. And for something totally different, if you're up for a little road trip, you can catch Guns N' Roses at Wake Forest University. The concert is going to be held August 11th at BB&T Field. Tickets could run you as much as $250 or more. The 2017 edition of the annual World of Bluegrass Festival is right around the corner, and we have some of the info on the acts playing the Bluegrass Ramble nightclub shows. This year's model boasts a solid local contingent with several North Carolina-connected acts. They include Jonathan Bird of Carrboro, Cane Mill Road, Deep Gap, Fireside Collective from Asheville, Caroline Gallagher of Southern Pines, Hank Patty and the Current from Raleigh, Salt and Light, the Moore Family Band of Graham, and Travers Chandler in Avery County, Taylorsville. Again, the World of Bluegrass is set for September 26th through the 30th. Y'all at Dick's Park Summer Concert Series is coming, and these are a first for Raleigh's Dick's Park. Dates for these concerts are set for the following Saturday afternoons, June 24th, July 22nd, and August 26. But the headliners for the events have yet to be announced. The word is that there will be four or five or more acts performing during the afternoon on those specific Saturdays from noon until 6 p.m. Organizers with the National Folk Festival have announced the first group of artists who will be performing September 8th through the 10th. The 77-year-old festival has been held in downtown Greensboro for 2 years now. The National Folk Festival boasts approximately 300 musicians, dancers, storytellers, and craft people, more than 30 musical groups, and 7 outdoor performance venues. Last year's events drew a crowd of about 138,000 people. The 3-day festival is completely free, and based on its success in the area, organizers are considering launching a North Carolina Folk Festival next year. All right, the Live in the District music series in Morrisville has scheduled concerts each Thursday, 6:30 to 9 through June 8th. The concerts are held in front of the Stone Theater in the Village Marketplace. May 25th, it is Muscadine Bloodline. June 1st, McKaylee Buck Band. June 8th, Brittany Marie. The Wake Forest Six Sundays concerts are back, of course, and they've been going on for a few weeks now. The concerts are free and are held on Sundays, of course, from 5 to 7. 2 concerts left, May 28th, Walking for Pennies. While their first album bounces back and forth between pop country and a more soulful 70s-inspired feel, their most recent EP showcases a mature, unique style that the group is proud to call their own. Neely Bridges and Andy Jobe started making folk, Americana, and pop music together in 2008. And the final concert in that Sunday's concert series in Wake Forest, June 4th, Charros de Mexico, mariachi band based down east. They'll share traditional Mexican music. In Cary, 2017 Chatham Street Chowdown Series has got a couple of his 3 dates left, June 25th, July 30th, and October 1st. The events run 12:30 to 5. Live at Lunch Series in Cary, Thursdays in May, Fidelity Bank Plaza from 11:30 to 1:30. One event left, May 25th, it is E.G. Peters. Concerts in Bond Park at Sertoma Amphitheater this summer. All concerts are free and held Saturday evenings at 7. Coming up June 10th, Tyler Hughes and Sam Gleaves. They play old-time country music and newly written songs from the Appalachian Mountains. July 8th, Al Strong. Trumpet player Al Strong is well known in the Triangle's growing jazz scenes. He is a gifted musician who released his debut album, Love Strong Volume 1, last year. August 12th, it's Jonathan Bird and the Pickup Cowboy, musical gunslingers, vaudevillian hucksters, and old-fashioned tent revivalists. Between heartbreaking ballads and rousing sing-alongs, the Cowboys entertain and get audiences involved in the show. And also in Cary, the Starlight Concert Series, held Friday evenings at 7, unless noted, at the Paige Walker Arts and History Center. The concerts are free. June 2nd, it's the Polka Plus Band. June 23rd, Celebration of Bluegrass. July 14th, Greg Gelb and the Second Line Stompers. And August 4th, it's Jamrock. Other communities around the Triangle, the Clayton Center. All shows start at 8 unless noted. Saturday, July 22nd, it's the 2017 Women's Health and Wellness Expo. That's from 10 to 3. Then July 28 and 29 and August 3rd through the 5th, Clayton Youth Theater presents The Little Shop of Horrors. Okay, the Holly Springs Cultural Center. All events are at 7:30 unless noted. June 6th and 20th, Carolina Puppet Theater presents The Little Red Hen. June 7, 8, and 10, and then the 12th through the 17th, Finding Patience. Several performances telling the captivating story of Holly Springs from the Civil War to the present day. June 9th and 23rd, July 14th and 28th, and August 11 and 25, Summer at the Springs. Bring a lawn chair and picnic dinner when you enjoy these free, family-friendly concerts. Concessions and beer and wine available. The concerts are 7 to 9:30. Turning to the Garner Performing Arts Center, Friday, June 23rd, it is Elvis on Tour. Saturday, July 15th, Motherless Child, the play. Saturday, July 29th, Sins of My Father. August 10th through the 12th, it's Disney's Aladdin Jr. Based on the iconic animated film with an Academy Award-winning score, Disney's Aladdin Jr. is sure to send audiences soaring on a flying carpet ride filled with romance and adventure. And way down the list in October, the 20th and 21st, and then the 27th and 28th, over the river and through the woods. All right, let's check out the seasons for the local amphitheaters at Red Hat. Friday, May 26th, it's Maxwell with Lidisi and Leela James. Tuesday, June 6th, Glass Animals. Wednesday, June 14th, Dirty Heads and Soja. Saturday, June 17th, Third Eye Blind with Silver Sun Pickups. Sunday, June 18th, Deftones along with Rise Against. Saturday, June 24th, Lindsey Buckingham and Christine McVie. Thursday, June 29th, Slightly Stupid. Sunday, July 9th, My Morning Jacket with Gary Clark Jr. Added recently to the list in other dates throughout the summer. Thursday, July 27th, it's Logic. Thursday, August 10th, Mary J. Blige with Layla Hathaway. And, of course, we have dates also for the IBMA's World of Bluegrass at Red Hat, and it'll take place on September 29th and 30th. Coastal Credit Union Music Park, Walnut Creek, Sunday, June 4th, Train, Natasha Benningfield and OAR. Thursday, June 15th, Lady Antebellum, Kelsey Ballerini and Brett Young. Sunday, June 25th, Chicago, The Band, and the Doobie Brothers. Friday, July 14th, Dierks Bentley, Cole Swindell, and John Pardee. Friday, July 21st, Florida Georgia Line, Nelly and Chris Lane. Tuesday, July 25th, Journey and Asia. And Friday, July 28th, Sam Hunt, Maren Morris, and Chris Jansen. And, of course, the rest of the schedule runs through October 6th, and we'll give those rundowns as the summer goes along. Here we are at Carey's Cocobooth Amphitheater. Wednesday, May 24th, Peter Lamb and the Wolves, part of the Hobnob Jazz Series. Saturday, May 27th, North Carolina Symphony Summer Fest 2017. The music is New World Symphony. Sunday, May 28th, An American Celebration, the Best of Broadway. Wednesday, May 31st, Marcus Anderson, part of the Hobnob Jazz Series. Saturday, June 3rd, the North Carolina Symphony Summer Fest 2017, Romantic Broadway, with music from Phantom of the Opera. Wednesday, June 7th, Paul Simon. Friday, June 9th, we're back with the North Carolina Symphony Summer Fest 2017. The next four dates are all that. Classics Under the Stars, that's on June 9th. June 10th, Space Spectacular. June 17th, An Evening in France. June 24th, A Night of Beethoven. Wednesday, June 28th, John Mellencamp. Sad Clowns and Hillbillies Tour with special guests Emmylou Harris and Carlene Carter. We're back for three dates for the Symphony Summer Fest. June 30th, it's the Steep Canyon Rangers. July 1st, Appalachian Spring. July 7th, The Music of U2. Saturday, July 8th, it's Sturgill Simpson. Friday, July 14th, Willie Nelson and Family. And then Saturday, July 15th, the North Carolina Symphony Summerfest Annual Beach Party with Jackie Gore and the North Tower Band. Okay, the 2017 American Dance Festival is celebrating its 40th year in Durham with a special extended season. It runs from June 3rd through July 29th. The festival features dance companies from Israel, Canada, and the U.S., with performances in 11 venues in 3 cities. An opening night gala performance is set for DPAC on June 15th and will feature homegrown North Carolina companies, choreographers, and dancers. Festival performances will also take place at Reynolds Industries Theater and Baldwin Auditorium. ADF's Out of the Box series events will be held at a number of venues, including the North Carolina Museum of Art, Duke Homestead, and the Nasher Museum of Art. Ticket prices range from $10 to $62, with many savings options available. Time to take a look at Hopscotch 2017. Solange is coming to Raleigh this fall as part of this year's edition of the Hopscotch Music Festival, which is set for September 7th through the 10th. With over 120 bands over 4 days, Hopscotch is known for adventurous lineups, memorable performances, and a fan-friendly atmosphere. In addition to Solange, other notable names scheduled to perform: Future Islands, Run the Jewels, Outcast Big Boy, Margo Price, and lots more. Now, here's the information regarding tickets. General admission is $199, which includes all club shows, all Red Hat Amphitheater shows, and all outdoor City Plaza shows. There's also a VIP wristband for $349. Now, that includes a VIP kickoff party, priority access to all club shows, City Plaza shows, and Red Hat Amphitheater shows. For the first time, all VIP attendees will have access to the Oak Lounge in City Plaza and the VIP area in Red Hat Amphitheater. All right, let's take a look at what's happening at the PNC Arena. The lineup starts Friday, June 2nd through Sunday, June 4th with Sesame Street Live, Make a New Friend. Tickets range from $18 to $68, plus taxes and fees. Saturday, June 17th, it's Rock and Ride Raleigh. Tammy Lynn Center, a local nonprofit organization dedicated to enriching the lives of children and adults with intellectual and developmental disabilities in our community, is excited to bring back its annual bike fundraising event. This year, the former Ride for Tammy Lynn has been reimagined and redefined as Rock and Ride Raleigh, a 12-hour cycling event with food, live music, and more. Also at PNC Arena, Friday, June 23rd, it is the 2017 National Hockey League Draft Party. Tuesday, July 11th, the total package. That's concerts from New Kids on the Block, Paula Abdul, and Boyz II Men. The concert starts at 7:30. Ticket prices range from $25.95 to $195.95 plus fees. Saturday, September 2nd, Ed Sheeran. He's, of course, a global superstar and multi-Grammy winner. Tickets for his concert range from $35.50 to $85.50. Sunday, September 10th, it's the Canes 5K. The event includes a 5K race, 100 and 200-yard kids dashes, multiple inflatables, and appearances by the Carolina Hurricanes, team staff, alumni, Stormy, and the Pepsi Storm Squad. All proceeds will benefit the Carolina Hurricanes Kids and Community Foundation. Thursday, October 12th at PNC Arena, Bruno Mars and his 24-karat Magic World Tour 2017. Concert starts at 8. Ticket prices are listed at Ticketmaster. Thursday, November 9th, Jim Gaffigan, the Noble Ape Tour. Gaffigan, of course, a Grammy-nominated comedian, New York Times best-selling author, top touring performer, and multi-platinum selling father of five. Tickets for Gaffigan's show start at $31.75, and of course you add in those taxes and fees. Then, on New Year's Eve, December 31st, of course, it's the Affet Brothers. Okay, let's move on to the North Carolina Museum of Art, of course, on Blue Ridge Road. Friday, May 26th, Peter Lamb and the Wolves, that starts at 5:30. Here's an interesting one, June 3rd, 4th, and 5th, Monica Bill Barnes and Company Museum Workout. It's part of the American Dance Festival. This blends a choreographed physical workout with a guided museum tour. Led by dancer and choreographer Monica Bill Barnes and her dancing partner Anna Bass, audiences perform choreographed movement as they travel to select works of art. Several opportunities for this event are held each day, the 3rd, 4th, and 5th. Tickets will be sold exclusively through the Duke University box office, 919-684-4444, or americandancefestival.org. Also at the Museum of Art, Sunday, June 4th, this is a big draw every year, the Family Renaissance Fair. It starts at noon. Tuesday, June 9th, Tegan and Sarah. Over 8 albums in nearly 2 decades, Tegan and Sarah Quinn, identical twins from Canada, have evolved from a folk duo to acclaimed indie rockers, and then to a glossier dance-pop powerhouse. They were only 17 when they released their debut album. Concert starts at 8 o'clock. Tuesday, June 13th, it's Kaleo. It's fun to catch a wave, especially one that comes all the way from Iceland. Kaleo, the skyrocketing indie rock band from near Iceland's capital city of Reykjavik, ironically takes its name from a native Hawaiian word that means the sound. Inspired by American blues and folk, the band relocated to Austin, Texas, great town, after becoming a sensation in their homeland. Sunday, June 18th, it's Jason Isbell and the 400 Unit with Amanda Shires. Isbell is closely tied to the fabled Southern musical enclave of Muscle Shoals, Alabama, whose studios produced some of the most enduring popular music of the 60s and 70s. Isbell learned to play multiple instruments as a boy, and at age 22, he joined the Southern rock band Drive-By Truckers. 6 years later, he embarked on a solo career. His breakthrough recording, Southeastern, won Album of the Year at the 2014 Americana Music Awards. A sold-out show already. It's Sheryl Crow on the 24th, but you never know. Tickets do come open from time to time, and that's why I wanted to mention it. Sheryl Crow, her show sold out on Saturday, June 24th. Okay, Saturday, July 22nd, Mandolin Orange with Joe Pug. The website AllMusic says Mandolin Orange draws from wells both old and new, offering up a heady mix of bluegrass, gospel, folk, country, and pop that invokes the earthy timelessness and effortless harmonies of Gillian Welch and David Rawlings, the sweet unpredictability of Nickel Creek, and the rich Gothic Americana of the Civil Wars. Okay, here's what's going on the rest of the summer at the Museum of Art. Monday, July 31st, Belle and Sebastian and Andrew Bird. Tuesday, August 1st, American Acoustic with Punch Brothers and I'm With Her. Wednesday, August 9th, Rhiannon Giddens. Saturday, August 12th, Super Chunk with Waxahachie and X-Hax. This is a Merge Records showcase. Saturday, August 19th, Tift Merritt and Friends. Saturday, 8th through the 10th, Paper Hand Puppet Intervention. And then, on Saturday, September 16th, it is the 5th annual The Dude Abides Party with special guest Jimmy Dale Smokey Gilmore. All right, let's take a look at the lineup for Raleigh Little Theater. May 26 and 27, Downrange, Voices from the Homefront. Written by Chapel Hill playwright Mike Wiley and originally produced by Cape Fear Regional Theater, this play investigates the effect of deployments on the families who are left behind by weaving together the often overlooked stories of real North Carolina military families. Then on May 27 and 28, it is Grounded. This is a story of a hotshot fighter pilot who has to give up flying due to an unexpected pregnancy. She is assigned to fly drones instead and must juggle the dual realities of killing terrorists by day and then going home to her kids and husband at night. June 2nd through the 18th, it's Avenue Q. Recent college grad Princeton moves into a shabby New York apartment all the way out on Avenue Q. Along with his new friends, Princeton struggles to find a job, date, and discover an ever-elusive purpose of life. Filled with gut-busting humor and a delightfully catchy score, not to mention the puppets. We have run out of time for today's episode of Triangle Bulletin Board. I hope you enjoyed it. Be sure to listen next time. I'm Dave Smith, reading for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. This broadcast is readily available as a podcast at our website, trianglereadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call us at 919-832-5138. Again, that's 919-832-5138. So long until next time.